children's letters to God, we've looked at, well, I've shared one or two with you before, and I'm going to share a couple with you right now. We're looking at the Psalms this morning, and the Psalms were up front with God. They were honest. They told him what they thought. Children are like that too. Dear God, instead of letting people die and having to make new ones, why don't you just keep the ones you've got now? Dear God, I like the Lord's Prayer best of all. Did you have to write it a lot, or did you get it right the first time? I have to write everything I ever write over and over again. So it's all right to ask God questions. Dear God, thank you for the baby brother, but what I prayed for was a puppy. That's being honest with God, isn't it? Dear God, I think about you sometimes, even when I'm not praying. And I think the psalmist could have wrote this. Dear God, I don't ever feel alone since I found out about you. Little girl Nora, so happy to have found Jesus. Jesus, our friend, and we need never fear. As I say, it's a little bit like the psalm that we're going to read, and like a lot of the other psalms. Dear God, it is great the way you always get the stars in the right places. Yes, a young girl there. No, it's not. It's Jeff. Acknowledging that God is creator. And that all around us, particularly in Jeff's case, in the stars, we can see the beauty of God. No, we've a lot to learn from the Psalms, but I would suggest that as adults, we've a lot to learn from the children, their honesty with God, the way that they put their joys and their woes to God. But of course, adults can have a good relationship with God, can't we? Can't we? There was a minister who was apparently visiting an elderly lady, and they agreed to pray that she might have better health. And they knelt down together on the floor, and he began to say, "Dear Lord, will you please restore Mrs. McEvoy?" Just at that point, he got a tap, and he looked round. She said, "He won't know me as Mrs. McEvoy. Tell him it's Lizzie." But isn't that the sort of relationship that God wants to have with us? You know, it's Bill here, God, you know. Relationships with God. We'll be thinking about a longing for God, a longing to be with him and feeling secure in his presence. Well, it's a happy day, and I thank God for the weather. Yes. It's a happy day living it for my Lord. So whatever weather comes our way, whatever comes in life, we can keep happy so long as we're with God. And then it says, of course, it's a grumpy day. I can't stand the weather. Living each day with my Bible on my shelf. Forgetting God makes us not as happy as we perhaps should be. I remember story of the minister. You must have heard it. The lady was waiting for the minister to come round. She knew she'd got a visit. And the first thing she did before he arrived was, must get the Bible down and dust it. Remember that old song says, something like, with the words, dust yourself down and start all over again. Pick yourself, dust yourself down. Perhaps, you know, some of us need to, as that lady did, get the Bible down, dust it, start all over again.